More people are pointing to lower crop and livestock prices as their top concern. This month, that was chosen by 30% of the people in the survey.
And that's Dr. Jim Mintert, director of the Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture. And that was ranked as the number two overall concern for those farmers who were surveyed. He says that higher input costs remain as the number one overall concern for farmers.
But that really hasn't changed over time. It was chosen by 33%. The relationship between that lower crop and livestock prices and higher input cost, that's the narrowest that gap has been since we've been collecting data. For example, a year ago, only 20% of the people in the survey chose lower crop and livestock prices as their top concern. This month, it's up to 30%, almost eclipsing that higher input cost.
Mintert adds that the drop in farm incomes will likely lead to fewer farmers deciding to reinvest and spend money on their farms, such as building new barns or buying new equipment.
So people, clearly, as we progress through 24, are more and more worried about farm profitability, and that's one of the reasons they're thinking about holding back on investments.
Dr. Michael Langemeyer, Associate Director of the Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture, points out that not all producers are feeling the squeeze from lower commodity prices.
Approximately 20% of the survey is beef cow producers or cattle producers. They're looking at some fairly good times right now, and so there is a group that are surveyed that are looking at fairly strong returns compared to the other 80%, and that's pretty sobering.
Read the full survey results at MichiganAgToday.com.